The notion of sharing, imagine, you come across a newspaper at the local coffee shop and recognize the face of a well-known personality. Yet you can't remember their name. It annoys you, you know it, it's just not coming out, it stays there, on the tip of your tongue. You have time to come back to work, coffee in hand, and the name still hasn't come back to you, it still annoys you. You come across a colleague, and you ask them, you describe the person, maybe clumsily at first, it would be so much easier with their name, but you adjust to your interlocutor, and, together, you can finally recall their name, it was so obvious. It's important to emphasize this feeling of annoyance. We rarely take the time to mention this annoyance when talking about epistemic injustices. Yet it is there, and it can even be painful. How do we make sense, to use Ricker's classic example, of our experience of sexual harassment when the concept does not yet exist? How can we share the feeling that something is wrong? This is where community comes into play, and it is why the idea of by and for matters more than, say, a criterion of simplicity might. This is addressed by feminist epistemologies, for example, Longino argues for pragmatic values in science such as diffusion of power, as the importance of making research programs accessible to the actors involved in the research.